The Autonomous Brown Berets de San Anto held a vigil and rally Saturday near Fort Sam Houston. Guillen had been missing since April 22nd. Investigators say a male suspect in the case, specialist Aaron David Robinson, killed Guillen with a hammer and then recruited Cecily Aguilar to help him mutilate and hide the body. Officials say Robinson shot and killed himself before they could make contact with him. Aguilar is in custody, and on Friday, prosecutors charged her with conspiracy to tamper with evidence. At the San Antonio vigil, veterans spoke out to the crowd about rape culture in the military.
You know, harassment is rampant.
This is Army Sergeant Rachel Tucker.
The first thought when you report it, like, to somebody in command is like, what did you do to make this happen? You must have done something. It's always like a blame the victim kind of thing.
In the last few weeks, the hashtag #IAmVanessaGuillen has gone viral on social media. Thousands have used it to share their experience with sexual assault in the military. Sergeant Tucker says she recognizes Guillen's story.
She looks like so many people. So many people I was stationed with, so many people that I knew. And what happened to her was horrible, but it's not like it's the first time. It happens all the time.
According to a recent report from the Department of Defense, sexual assaults in the military are on the rise. The department says more than 20,000 soldiers were sexually assaulted in fiscal year 2018, and almost a quarter of all enlisted women experienced sexual harassment. In Vanessa Guillen's case, Army officials say she never filed a formal report against anyone. Here's Major General Scott Eflint at a press conference last Thursday.
So the criminal investigation has not found a link to incidents of sexual harassment. The allegations of sexual harassment made by the family, as well as other allegations that have been made as part of this investigation into the disappearance, are taken very seriously.
Some female veterans, though, say in the military, allegations of sexual harassment aren't taken seriously. At the San Antonio event, speaker after speaker implied it's not surprising that Guillen wouldn't have reported the problems she was having. They say the culture of stigmatizing and even threatening people who report those things means the scope of the problem isn't fully recognized.
I was 19 years old when it happened.
This is a former Marine Lance Corporal who spoke at the event. She asked me not to use her name because she's afraid of retaliation. When she was stationed at Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri, she says several soldiers raped her.
I was told that if I went ahead with the report, that there was plenty of tree line to hide my body.
But she says that hasn't stopped her from trying to change how the military addresses sex crimes. She's one of many female vets who supported trying to enact legislation like the STOP Act and the Military Justice Improvement Act that would get crimes like rape and sexual assault taken out of the chain of command. That means an outside agency would investigate potential sex crimes.
Regardless if we're shaking or crying, we need to speak up for her and demand for justice. We need to demand for change. Because the military justice system is not cutting it, and it needs to change.
But neither acts the former Marine was rallying for became laws. If they had, she says Vanessa Guillen might still be alive. In an interview with NPR Friday, Guillen's sister Lupe said the military failed her.
My sister was too afraid to report the harassment because no one would listen to her, just like the other girls from #IAmVanessaGuillen. They take sexual harassment, the sexual assault, as a joke. They don't care.
Now the Guillen family is trying to get a namesake law passed to protect women in the military who are facing sexual harassment and assault. I'm Jolene Almendadas in San Antonio.